Steve Jobs once said, "We're here to put a dent in the universe." Well, fintech has certainly put a dent in the financial services industry over the past few years. This podcast series focuses on the story of those individuals who took Jobs' advice, the dent makers, if you will. This is the Fintech Five. Today's interview is with Matteo Rizzi. Matteo is the co-founder of the Fintech Stage. He's one of the original founders of the InnoTribe Conference, which, trust me, it's one of the best fintech innovation conferences out there, part of the Sibos Global Conference family. He's also an advisor with the Amadeo Network. And Matteo is exactly what you would picture an innovative Italian fintecher to look like. He's always wearing Italian running shoes, jeans, and either a black short sleeve or long sleeve t-shirt. Has a shaven head, really cool European glasses, and he is one of the brightest people I know in the space. Now, my warning for this interview is Matteo's also very raw, so the language is a bit rough in this one, but the conversation is full of fascinating insights. It is so good that I actually forgot to hit record when we started talking. So I'd asked him, where did they come up with the idea for InnoTribe while he was still at Swift? And that's where we actually joined the conversation.
And in order to do this, of course, I had to, you know, I had the kind of a one-to-one relationship with Lazaro, who was the CEO back then at the of the company. And I literally would bump into his office, say, "Lazaro, you know, I got this idea, you need to listen to me." And he kind of said yes both times. And after that, it was kind of natural, you know, it just grabbed a couple of misfits in Swift, you know, like Costa, myself, Mela, and Peter. Like the Fantastic Four, if you picture it, yep. That is, not that I think we're fantastic, but actually the picture kind of fits. And I said, "Listen, I need an innovation arm at Swift." And so the four of us literally closed ourselves in a room, and I came up the day after saying, "Guys, you know, we should be called ourselves InnoTribe. I registered as InnoTribe.com, and that's it." And you know, everyone liked it. And for the Chronic, I actually sold it for fucking $12 back to Swift, like 3 years later. That was the worst business of my life. And that's how it all started. And I say, okay, and then what do we do with it? We started with internal innovation. And then, we tried to experiment with startups. And I said, "Listen, guys, let's create, you know, global startup challenge. We got Sibos, we can feature them and stuff." And here's where, you know, the Moven, the TransferWise, you name it, the eToro, these guys were like a few people in the garage when they started that, when they came to pitch at InnoTribe first. And then, you know, probably a year later, InnoTribe had like 20 times more retweets and social presence than Swift, that was like a 40 years old brand, because of course we knew how to manage the shit and stuff. And there is something interesting about the logo. Actually, the InnoTribe logo was done by a guy that used to work for me, because I used to head all the e-channels of Swift. So the graphic guy used to say, "So you should do the bubbles and shit." And so we basically didn't pay anyone for our like branding stuff. Now they changed it recently, and there is, you know, they put probably a bit more money into it. So it was literally a startup within Swift, and with a ridiculous low budget for what we achieved. And the rest is history. You know, 5 years later, you know, we actually this year Peter is the last one who moved on. And
He just left to work with artists, which I read that. I started laughing. So I went, "Yeah, that's Peter." Because when Peter asked me to do InnoTribe, I think last year in Singapore, one of his first questions was, he goes, "Sam, do you write poetry or sing or anything?" And I remember going, "What the hell are you talking about? I'm going to a banking conference." He's like, "Really, though? You know, because we'll let you read on stage or play or sing." And I'm like, "Peter, stop. No." But that is Peter, right? To a T.
Exactly. And truth is that we needed, and we need, and every company need a Peter, because he is the guy that, I would call it the odd amongst the odds. So he's like twice as odd that, you know, anybody else in the company. And that's his actually strength, because he can literally bring not only different point of view, but people who would talk about shit that you would never imagine it was even possible to talk about, and associate it to fintech on the top of it, and it all makes sense. So, and I loved the fact that each one of us has his own strengths, you know, and Costa kind of fathering all of us, because it was basically protecting us from all the politics, and because we were still inside a big company, right? So it wasn't that easy to get stuff approved and etc. So yeah, it was something amazing, really amazing.
So we're at BAI Beacon. We're in Chicago right now, and I was just telling Mateo, BAI is never going to have me come and speak again, that I'd been to one of their conferences a few years ago, and I said it felt like a funeral, right? I mean, I'm just going to be honest. And so they asked Mateo to come in and put on this fintech stage. And I got to tell you, we're halfway through the first day, and it's been a rock show so far. I'm shocked. I got to be honest, but it's been really good. But my favorite part is the first three speakers on stage were all from Europe. And I guarantee, in whatever the long history of BAI is, that's never happened before.
Yeah, I agree with you. Of course, I wouldn't comment about the funeral thing. I've been to one BAI conference before, the payments one. It was in San Diego. I gave actually a shorter version of the FinTech Game of Thrones presentation, but it wasn't, you know, probably there were, I don't know, 70 people in front of me, and most of them were the startups that were about to pitch. So kind of a pretty reduced audience. And then I talked to Debbie and I said, listen, Debbie, you know, what we do well is actually take the dust out of conferences and ecosystems and relationship and try to revive it, you know, and rebrand it and put our pinch of salt as our network. So why don't we try? And Debbie, very courageously, she said, you know, we need to reinvent ourselves and let's do that. I think it was a big bet for both of us, because this is our fifth event this year, and all of them were in Europe. So, you know, first of all, organizing an event on the other side of the ocean is not that easy. Then there is, you know, American mentality, and is the fact that this is, as you said, you know, is a very complex and kind of delicate, I would say, type of environment, you know, because there are 4,000 banks. It sounds a little bit like working with Swift, right? Right? And I think that no matter how far we wanted to stretch it, I think that they never said no. And this is a kind of a half or 60% way through, like a complete disruption. We can do way crazier shit, as you can imagine, and have you seen in InnoTribe already. We just wanted to say, listen, let's give it another flavor. Let's bring a different type of speakers that probably, as you just said, would not have come otherwise. And let's try to be a bit more creative in the format to start with, you know, just simply introducing some, you know, videos to introduce a question, some context setting, some interaction with the audience and so forth. And so far is doing surprisingly, I should say not surprisingly, because, you know, we rock and we should not be surprised about it. But I think it's going pretty awesomely.
Yeah, the way I would word it is, if you took like a Ford Escort turbo diesel and married it up with a Maserati, that's what's happening right now at BAI, right? I mean, it just is. So I'm incredibly proud of the team. They've done a great job. It's been fun seeing everybody except Peter, for the most part, that original team from InnoTribe coming in and shaking up a conference that like all other conferences needed it. So Mateo, man, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're really welcome. Thank you, Sam, for coming over, actually.
Never a problem. Thanks.